Well, Bitcoin is about to take a giant step toward the mainstream. Bitcoin futures are coming soon to the CME Group, and the news has pushed the price to record highs. We're talking with Bill Ulivieri, who is owner and financial advisor at Senecal Capital Management in Glenview. Bill, welcome to our program. Your reaction, and also, how does this stack up with Jamie Dimon's proclamation recently that it is a fraud and will blow up the Bitcoin?
Well, I don't think it's a fraud, and I don't think it's going to blow up. Otherwise, the Chicago Mercantile, Chicago CME Group, and the Chicago Board Options Exchange, in my opinion, are listing options and futures on this particular new asset class. And I think what's happening is the race is on now, right? So we're witnessing this whole new era of programmable money in the form of digital currencies as a new asset class. Up until Bitcoin, all we've known is stocks and bonds and commodities. And now this is something completely new. And this is, in my opinion, just the beginning of what we're going to see over the next 10 or 15 years.
For some of our listeners who may not be familiar with Bitcoin, can you tell us generally what it is?
Bitcoin is a form of transfer of value. It's digital money that happens person to person or peer to peer without the need of an intermediary. So in other words, I can send Bitcoin to somebody instantaneously anywhere on the planet for virtually no cost, and I don't need a bank or a credit union to do it. Bitcoin currently transacts roughly $1.5 to $2 billion a day of money transfer back and forth. And it doesn't need a bank, it doesn't need a credit union, it doesn't need a trust intermediary. It's the computer system is the trusted network that verifies the Bitcoin transactions.
We've seen trouble with computers, you know, hackers and people messing with things. Is that a risk when it comes to something like Bitcoin or any other electronic currency?
In my opinion, no, because the beauty of Bitcoin is that it's distributed throughout hundreds of thousands of volunteers who participate in this computer network. See, the problem with computer hacking is that there's a central point of attack. There's a central place where you can attack the computers and form all sorts of havoc, like with the Equifax hack, right? So Bitcoin is so spread so thin across the entire planet that there's no central place of attack. That's what actually makes Bitcoin one of the most secure forms of money transfer that the world has ever known.
So are we seeing, you mentioned that you think that this may just get bigger, are we seeing the beginning of a global currency, a single global currency?
Well, you know, I'm not so sure about one single global currency. Certainly Bitcoin has the most brand recognition out there right now. But what we're probably going to see is currently there's 1,100 cryptocurrencies of some kind. Each one has its own little personality and attribute. And that's what makes this so beautiful is that it's programmable money. So you can create a token or a cryptocurrency that has any kind of attribute you want. So while Bitcoin is the first gate out of the chute, the first player out, I think it will always maintain a certain form of primacy over other cryptocurrencies. But really, it's still too new to say if it will maintain its number one position.
Really great insight, Bill. Thanks. We will have you back to talk more about this. Bill Ulivieri is owner and financial advisor at Senecal Capital Management in Glenview.